Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stop Manipulating Me, Identifying Narcissism. Disarming a Narcissist and Overcoming Narcissistic Abuse by Lisa Howard is a practical self-help guide focused on narcissistic behavior, emotional manipulation, and recovery from abusive relational dynamics. The book is positioned for readers who feel controlled, confused, or psychologically worn down by a self-centered or exploitative person, particularly in intimate, family, or close social relationships. Rather than presenting narcissism mainly as an abstract clinical diagnosis, Howard frames it as a pattern of recognizable behaviors that can be identified, interrupted, and survived. The book combines accessible explanations of narcissistic red flags, gaslighting, boundary erosion, and emotional dependency with step-by-step strategies intended to help readers regain stability. Its purpose is both defensive and restorative to help readers understand manipulative tactics, while also rebuilding self-trust, self-compassion, and healthier relational standards after prolonged exposure to narcissistic abuse. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, identifying narcissistic behavior through patterns rather than isolated incidents, a central concern of Stop Manipulating Me, is helping readers distinguish ordinary conflict from repeated narcissistic manipulation. The book treats narcissism less as a label to apply casually and more as a pattern of behavior that becomes visible over time. This matters because many people in manipulative relationships focus on single episodes, such as one insult, one apology, or one argument, and miss the larger cycle of control. Howard emphasizes red flags such as excessive self-focus, emotional invalidation, blame shifting, entitlement, and the tendency to make the victim doubt their own perceptions. The practical value of this approach is that it gives readers a way to evaluate behavior without needing to diagnose another person clinically. By looking for recurring dynamics, readers can ask whether the relationship consistently diminishes their autonomy, confidence, and emotional safety. This pattern-based lens is especially useful in early stages of harmful relationships, when charm, intensity, or intermittent kindness may obscure the more destructive traits. The book, therefore, encourages discernment before deeper attachment makes exit or boundary setting harder. Secondly, gaslighting is treated as an attack on self-trust and personal reality. The book gives significant attention to gaslighting, one of the most destabilizing forms of narcissistic abuse. Howard presents gaslighting not merely as lying or disagreement, but as a sustained effort to make a person question their memory, judgment, emotions, and interpretation of events. This framing is important because victims often remain trapped not only by fear or affection, but by confusion. If someone is repeatedly told that they are too sensitive, irrational, forgetful, or responsible for the abuser's reactions, they may stop trusting their own inner evidence. Stop Manipulating Me responds to this problem with practical recovery logic. Before a person can set effective boundaries, they must recover enough confidence to recognize what is happening. The book's attention to gaslighting also explains why narcissistic relationships can be difficult for outsiders to understand. The harm is often cumulative, private, and psychological, rather than obvious in a single dramatic event. By naming gaslighting as a reality distortion tactic, the book helps readers separate genuine self-reflection from manipulated self-doubt. Thirdly, disarming a narcissist depends on boundaries, not winning arguments. One of the book's most practical themes is that narcissistic dynamics are rarely resolved by persuading the manipulative person to be fair. Howard's approach is oriented toward reducing the narcissist's control rather than winning moral debates. This distinction is crucial because many targets of manipulation exhaust themselves trying to explain, prove, defend, or repair the relationship through better communication. The book instead directs attention to boundaries, emotional detachment, and refusal to participate in predictable cycles of provocation and appeasement. Disarming, in this context, does not mean controlling or curing the narcissist. It means changing the victim's participation in the dynamic so that manipulation becomes less effective. The book's advertised emphasis on specific practices for dealing with NPD behavior reflects this action-oriented stance. Practical strategies may include recognizing baiting, limiting disclosures, refusing circular arguments, and making consequences clear. The reasoning is straightforward. Manipulative behavior gains power when it reliably produces guilt, panic, compliance, or self-defense. Boundaries interrupt that reward structure and give the target more room to think and act deliberately. Fourthly, recovery requires repairing self-esteem as well as escaping the relationship. Stop Manipulating Me does not treat recovery as complete once the manipulative person is confronted or avoided. The book emphasizes the aftereffects of narcissistic abuse, including diminished self-worth, chronic self-doubt, emotional exhaustion, and difficulty trusting future relationships. This focus is significant because narcissistic abuse often leaves psychological habits behind. A person may continue scanning for criticism, apologizing excessively, or distrusting their own needs even after the immediate relationship has changed. Howard's recovery framework is described as whole person healing, which suggests attention to emotional, cognitive, and relational repair rather than a narrow emphasis on escape alone. Self-compassion plays an important role because many survivors blame themselves for staying, tolerating mistreatment, or missing warning signs. The book's practical orientation helps translate recovery into daily work rebuilding confidence, naming personal limits, recognizing healthy support, and learning to respond to memories of manipulation without returning to the abuser's interpretation of events. This makes the book useful not only in crisis, but also in the slower stage of reconstructing identity after prolonged control. Lastly, long-term protection comes from choosing environments where manipulation has less room to grow. A distinctive element in the book's positioning is its concern with prevention, not only response. Howard addresses the importance of avoiding environments and relationship patterns where narcissistic behavior can thrive. This widens the subject beyond one harmful person and asks readers to notice contexts that reward dominance, secrecy, image management, or emotional dependency. Such environments can make manipulation harder to detect because abusive behavior may be normalized as confidence, leadership, passion, or family loyalty. The practical implication is that personal boundaries are strengthened by social surroundings that respect them. A reader who leaves one manipulative relationship but enters another setting where denial, pressure, and emotional coercion are common may remain vulnerable. The book's prevention message encourages readers to look for consistency, accountability, mutual respect, and support systems that do not isolate them from outside perspectives. This dimension also makes the guide more forward-looking than books that stop at identifying narcissistic traits. It connects individual healing with relational selection, helping readers build conditions in which healthier bonds are more likely to develop. In conclusion, Stop Manipulating Me is best suited for readers who suspect they are dealing with narcissistic manipulation, readers recovering from emotional abuse, and people who want a clear introduction to gaslighting, boundary erosion, and toxic relational cycles. It may also be useful for helpers, partners, or counselors seeking accessible language for discussing narcissistic dynamics without relying on dense clinical terminology. Its practical benefit lies in giving readers a framework for recognizing patterns, reducing participation in manipulative exchanges, and rebuilding self-trust after confusion and blame have become habitual. Intellectually, the book helps separate narcissism as a clinical concept from the everyday behaviors that make relationships coercive and destabilizing. Compared with many self-help titles in this category, it stands out for its direct, action-oriented structure and its emphasis on immediate tools rather than extended theory. It also combines identification, disarming strategies, recovery, and prevention in one compact guide, which makes it broader than books focused only on diagnosis or only on healing after departure. Readers seeking a deeply academic treatment of narcissistic personality disorder may need more clinical sources. But those looking for practical orientation and emotional clarity will find its positioning clear and accessible. If you would like to support Lisa Howard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.